Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, I have two guests. I have C.J. Church, the executive director of the FCICA, Floor Covering Installation Contractors Association, and Pat Kelly, the owner and president of Synergy Flooring in Kennesaw, Georgia. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
We're doing great, Kemp. Thank you for having us.
I wasn't able to get down to Fort Worth this week, so I thought we'd just let you guys summarize a couple of the highlights. The midterm meeting was held in Fort Worth this week. CJ, why don't you run through the highlights of the meeting?
Yeah, we had 80 of our members attend the mid-year meeting. We had 1.5 days of great education sessions and a keynote speaker and some product demos from some of our associate members. And on the final day, we drove to Waco, Texas, and toured the new Uzine plant in Waco, which was really great. We also had some networking in between and some good receptions with Texas Flair. It was a good 2.5 days.
Now, you meet twice a year. This is your mid-year meeting, and then you've got the meeting that you do with the CFI in the fall, right?
Yes, we do. And we announced save the date for the fall meeting with CFI. It's going to be September 16th to 18th in Nashville, Tennessee at the Sheridan Music City.
And tell us a little bit more about the history of the FCICA.
Well, we actually celebrated our 40th year about 2 years ago, I believe. You know, our organization promotes commercial flooring contractors. So we provide education and networking to owners of commercial flooring businesses and specifically project managers at the commercial flooring businesses. So we have a certification program called the Certified Installation Manager. Certified Installation Manager program has certified almost 500 project managers over the years. And this year, we're actually celebrating our 10th year. We are doing an update to the program. So we'll be, the SIM steering committee is working on updating the program, and we will be unveiling the updated program in September.
All right, Pat, you're on the line here. You do installation nationwide out of Kennesaw, right?
We do. We are a full-service commercial flooring contractor, and we specialize in logistics and installation services throughout the country, only geared towards the commercial market.
And you do installations in any of the vertical sector?
We do. We do really all market segments, you know, from the corporate office to healthcare to education, retail stores, you name it, almost everyone that's in the personal area. And through that, we have found the SIM, Certified Installation Manager program from FCICA, invaluable to our professional management of our installation services for our customers.
Now give us a little summary of the benefit of that SIM program.
You know, the SIM program, it primarily is a summary of best practices of commercial flooring installation professionals. And there's nothing else like it in our industry. In fact, we have commercial flooring contractors that are members like I am of Fuse. We have StarNet members utilize the program, Commercial USA members. It's a program that allows our project managers to be more efficient, effective, do everything in a much more timely manner for our customers. And it's helped save us money. There's no question about it, and allows us to deliver our services at a lower cost across the board. But it's an ongoing process, Kemp, in that everything changes, you know, with the example with AI coming in and helping make the processes even better and faster and more efficient. So it really is a dynamic certification that we have, which is why we all go through ongoing education. And that's one of the real benefits we got out of our meeting in Fort Worth, is every one of those education sessions were the CEU credited education for your ongoing certification for the SIM program. So allows our guys and project managers from across the country to, you know, keep that saw sharp so that we're on the cutting edge of services and processes for the installation managers running the projects.
Let me ask you, how many members, I know Pat, you're one member, but how many members does the FCICA have?
We have about 300 member companies that participate in FCICA. So with those member companies, you know, we have a large number of people that participate in FCICA.
So did you get a feel at the meeting this week about how they're feeling, about how the rest of the year is going to be? What kind of feedback did you get from the members?
I think everyone has a great outlook on the year. Our keynote speaker, Marco Ludwig, he's the president of Uzeen. He shared a great message to our members about planning, thinking strategically for your businesses. And so I think that really hit home with a lot of our members planning through the rest of this year. Right after Marco, we had a great marketing presentation. So that gave some great ideas to our members about how to best market themselves and their businesses. We also had an education session on the ASTM F710 standard on concrete, and ended the day with a really great education session on AI with some really great examples from Tom Ellis with SpecID. He gave some great examples on what our members could tangibly go do, right now when they get home, to use AI to help them be more efficient with their businesses, what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes you hear a higher level of AI and what to do and what's coming, but not a tangible, like, this is what I could go do right now, tomorrow, to help my business. And that also will help our members throughout the rest of the year as well.
Pat, how are you feeling about the rest of the year? Feel like it's going to continue to bring good opportunity?
Well, we do. Certainly last year, things slowed down a little bit for everybody in the industry. And there was a somewhat of a slow start to the first quarter of this year. However, we're seeing activity pick up significantly. There's always business out there. The better contractors, the more efficient ones, the more effective ones that are at, cutting edge of knowledge and understanding of the opportunities, we're going to succeed. And I feel that for the most part, our backlog is picked up tremendously for this year. We see a significant improvement. And things are good and steady. They're not booming. It's not boom times yet, by any means, but there is plenty of business out there for good contractors, for sure.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners and tell us about this week's meeting. Again, been talking to CJ Church and Pat Kelly about this week's Floor Covering Installation Contractors Association meeting in Texas. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.